Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jasmine. How may I help you?
Yes, hi. I just got a charge on my credit card for $49.89, and I have no idea when or why this was charged.
Yes, ma'am. Can I start by getting your zip code, please?
32903.
32903?
Yes.
Okay. And your first and last name, please?
Leanne Henwood.
Yes, ma'am. I do see we have an account for you. Can you verify your address for me, please?
It's 523 Peregrine Drive in the Atlantic, Florida, 32903.
Yes, ma'am. I do see that you was charged the $49.89, and that was you entered a contest for a vacuum.
Oh, it's the vacuum cleaner.
Yes, ma'am.
For a mop? No, that's not right.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so basically, when you enter the contest for the vacuum cleaner, it subscribes you to a meal plan. So basically, you're playing for a meal plan membership, which is $49.89.
No, okay, I did not agree to that.
Yes, ma'am.
It was in
the terms and conditions.
Yeah, that was not noted.
I can make it $20 a month for you.
You can what?
I can make it $20 a month for you.
No, I don't want it, period. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. So do know that the meal plan, it focuses on how to use real food to boost your energy and cut sugar and carb cravings.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I don't want it, though, so I need for you to cancel it.
Yes, ma'am. I can cancel that for you. Hold on one moment.
Sure.
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here. I'm canceling your account.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes, ma'am. I do have that account canceled for you. Is there anything you can help you with today?
No, that's it. And will that be reversed at $49.89?
No, ma'am. It was a valid charge.
Well, that was not. That's very, very unprofessional, because that is not specified anywhere. No way does it say read the terms and conditions. No way does it say you're signing up for a meal plan or anything. So I am not okay with that, and I will dispute this. So either you guys reverse that charge, or I take it further.
Okay, yes, ma'am. The charges are valid, ma'am.
No, I understand that, but they were not displayed purposely for me. So you did not, when you order something, it needs to be clear that you're signing up to a flipping plan, right? It needs to be clear. Don't say see terms and conditions. I never would have agreed to that. So if you want your vacuum back, you can have it back. But I need.
So did you win? Okay. So did you win the contest?
Did I what?
Did you win the contest?
I don't even know what this is for.
You said that, so you have the vacuum.
Not a vacuum. I ordered a spin mop for $20. I'm assuming that's what this is for. If it's for a vacuum cleaner, I have no idea what you're talking about. I ordered an online from Amazon.com a spin mop for $20.99.
So when you entered the contest, did what did you enter the contest for?
I haven't entered any contest. I don't know what you're talking about.
You said you entered the contest. You said you knew what it was for. You said you knew that it was for the vacuum.
When you said vacuum, I assumed it was the spin mop because that's electric. That's all of that I've ordered. I've not ordered a vacuum. I don't have a vacuum cleaner that I ordered or that came in the mail or was delivered or anything.
Okay, ma'am. I can offer you a $45 discount. I can offer you a $45 refund.
No, I want the whole thing refunded. I didn't do any of this. I don't know.
Because there's a $5 non-refundable setup fee. So I can offer you $45 refund.
But none of this is right. I didn't do any of this. I didn't order it. I didn't. Someone else is obviously using my card. This is not okay.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. I spoke to my supervisor that $5 fee was waived. I refund you your money. It'll be back in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
Thank you for calling customer service.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.